even if they weren't famous. All right, we're going to go backwards from 15. I'm not going to do them all. I'm going to skip a couple three here. Paul Giamatti, actually, is on the list. He attended Yale University, where his father was a professor of Italian literature, and then later became president of the university. His dad went on to become the commissioner of Major League Baseball in 1989. Did you have any idea that Commissioner Giamatti was his father?
Yes, I did.
I had no idea. We're not drinking Merlot.
The strangest thing in the world is my grandmother told me that. She loved Giamatti as the Major League Baseball commissioner. Huh. I mean, loved him.
How about that? Number 12 on the list, Kira Sedgwick's family roots can be traced to William Ellery, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. With several other prominent American ancestors, she enjoyed a privileged lifestyle growing up in Manhattan. Her father was a venture capitalist, exporter, importer. Her mother was a speech therapist. She and her husband, Kevin Bacon, unfortunately lost most of their savings in Bernie Madoff's scheme. But
yeah, that was sad.
I guess. Number 10 on this list, Anderson Cooper. You know who he's related to?
The Vanderbilts.
Very good. Mother was Gloria. His great-great-grandfather, Cornelius, made his fortune through shipping and railroad. His mother also dabbles in fashion, maybe you've heard. She's estimated to be worth more than $200 million. So when she kicks it, Anderson can retire.
He's a hard-working dude, man.
I actually like Anderson Cooper a lot as a broadcaster. Other than that whole deal they did on New Year's Eve for years with
Kathy Griffin.
Oh, what a wised up. What an absolute pimple on the ace of society. She is the worst. She's the worst.
Hi.
Rooney and Kate Mara. Football dynasties on both sides of their family. The paternal great-grandfather, Tim Mara, was the founder of the Giants. Mara family still owns and operates the team to this day. The maternal great-grandfather's Art Rooney Sr., founder of the Steelers. Together, the teams have an estimated worth of $2.32 billion.
How are you?
Number 8 on this list, this is one that really was out of left field, Armie Hammer, great-grandson of renowned oil tycoon, philanthropist, and art collector Armand Hammer. Contrary to popular belief, the famous baking soda is not named after his great-granddad, Armie Hammer. Number 7 on the list, Edward Norton. His grandfather,
I don't know where he comes from.
His grandfather, James Rouse, not the former Razorback, founded shopping mall developer The Rouse Company.
I bet he made a killing.
Number 6 on the list, Jake and Maggie Gyllenhaal. One of them was a bottom in a cowboy movie.
The Secretary, great movie.
That's another one.
The more attractive one.
Yes, he is prettier than her. She gets spanked repeatedly in The Secretary. That was a very awkward movie.
James Spader, what a creepy guy, isn't he? He can be.
They've descended from nobility, Swedish in their case. Their dad is a director and their mom's a screenwriter, so a little more recently, pretty successful. Brooke Shields comes from Italian nobility. We enter the top 5 list of stars who'd be rich even if they weren't famous. Her dad was a Revlon exec.
That makes sense.
That's indeed. Why she was a model at 9 years old.
And she was naked at 12.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
It was Blue Lagoon.
You can't look at that, though.
Number 4 on the list, Chevy Chase.
Oh, I was surprised about this one.
14th generation New Yorker. His mom is the adopted child of stepfather Cornelius Vanderbilt Crane, heir to Crane Plumbing, and his dad was a successful book editor and magazine writer.
Can you help me out?
I'm glad to see you. What are you doing here?
I ordered some lunch.
You ordered it here?
Well, I knew this is where my mouth would be.
I really should change.
Oh, I think you should stay the same wonderful person you are today.
I mean, put clothes on.
All right, next on the list.
You know what's strange about Chevy Chase?
Lots of stuff. What?
There is a town in Maryland named Chevy Chase.
Yes. I think there's one in California, too. Maybe I made that up.
I don't know. It's still strange. Good tune.
Carly Simon. The Simon is as in Simon & Schuster. Her dad co-founded the publishing empire. So she grew up attending an exclusive school in New York. And she married James Taylor. And she wrote a song about him and got divorced.
She's got a gigantic mouth. Gigantic.
You could park the better part of Simon & Schuster's collection in there.
That's not the You're So Vain song, is it? That's different. It is? That's about James Taylor? Oh, okay.
I doubt it. I don't know.
That's still debated, I guess.
Why don't you look that up? I guarantee you could find it in a Google search.
I like to get my information from the man.
This one I did not know either. Adam Levine. Mm-hmm. His father founded clothing chain M. Frederick, and the Maroon 5 frontman met two of his future bandmates while attending the pricey private Brentwood School. Snobby, snobby, drink with your pinky out. Oh, pass the tea. I'm so rich.
That explains his elitist attitude.
I like Adam Levine. I think he's a guy that dudes want to be like and chicks dig. He's on a very short list.
Decent guy.
You don't like him, huh?
I don't know if I'd want to be him.
Jelly?
I think anybody would.
Not only do I want to be him, my wife wishes I was.
Well, I've seen his proactive commercials. He's battled with acne, so everything hasn't been so easy for him.
Probably because he rubbed his face on on Jessica Simpson. Apparently she had an issue with that as well. Her husband's gonna be mad. And number one on the list of stars who'd be rich even if they weren't famous. This is the one that Tommy Smith talks about, and my personal favorite. Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Whoops, I didn't need that. I needed that to go away and this to play. Beep. Boop.
The president knows how uncomfortable I am made by people. You want to know the secret to keeping weight off? Shut your f***ing pie hole. How about that? It's not rocket science. I'm not a nutritionist, am I? No, I'm not. But I do know one thing. You got to put the corn dog down. You got to get up off your dead one. You got to get moving.
You get moving might actually be a good slogan for this damn
thing. Oh, my God. It's weakness. That's really all it is. Pure and simple. It's weakness. It's about self-control. You don't bait in the subway, do you, Amy? No, you don't. Do you in the street, Amy? No, of course you don't. Because you've gotten a hold of yourself. And now I've got to say what? I've got to say, I'm the Vice President of the United States. Put the cupcake down. That's now my job? For f***'s sakes.
Whoa. Have you ever had a weight problem?
Yeah, I have.
I'm going to have to watch this show now.
Bro, Veep is so spectacular. By the way, it just got renewed by HBO along with Silicon Valley.
Which I do watch.
Good. Yeah.
That's only had 3 episodes and it's already renewed.
Veep's in a fourth series. We'll have a fourth series. They are a couple episodes into the third season. I have not... fourth season, I should say. They're into their third season. Silicon Valley's looking for a second season, and they are both renewed. Veep, I think they've had 3 episodes air. I've only seen one of them, so I got some catching up to do.
The trailer's all
so
look
funny.
So what's
her connection?
She's the vice president.
No, I understand. No, what's... She's number one on the list. What's her...
Oh,
did you say that yet?
How much is she worth?
You know I don't really care about Veep. Veep is like the last thing.
Good point.
I would definitely take a George Brett over Veep.
I thought this story was so double tapered. I thought this story was so well known that it wasn't necessary. My fault, I forgot.
I actually didn't know this.
Her father is a French-born billionaire, Gerard Louis-Dreyfus, and her family is estimated to be worth approximately, around about, $3 billion with a B.
Whoa.
Her father is worth $3 billion. Oh, she has...
He's a French-born billionaire. And their family's worth $3 billion with a B.
She just did Seinfeld for fun.
Yeah.
And Veep for fun. And
she's like, hey, guys, lunch is on me. Let's go, George.
New Adventures of Old Christine.
Needless to say, she can afford to buy a lot of big salads.
What? How did he get his fortune?
I didn't know this. He probably inherited it the old-fashioned way. To ne pas clair. Hello, Rick.
Hey.
What's up?
Holly Salmon?
Yes, sir.
She could... put a baseball in her mouth.
Oh, oh come on.
Those aren't baseballs.
What about a Fuji apple?
Only two people that we know of to ever do that. There was a comedian back in the 40s. His name was Joe E. Brown. He could put a baseball in his mouth, and Carly Simon could put one in her mouth.
It's better when a chick does it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you, bro.
That's really cool.
Rick, you know what? I'm ready to die now. Thank you, Rick. I needed that information. Keith Lee, Service Coming Live fan feedback.
Is he
feedback.
Being facetious, or can she really do that?
I think he sounded extremely serious, Pat. Mac in North Little Rock on the Keith Lee Service Coming Live fan feedback. You guys are silly. Most of us cannot distinguish between red and maroon. The unis are nice. I think we'd like to complain too much about everything. If Mr. Long would have done nothing, then you complain too. Go Hogs. Mac, if you can't tell the difference between maroon and red, then you're called colorblind. No offense.
I'm colorblind.
I can't tell the difference between Maroon 5 and NSYNC.
That's a different kind of affliction and worse. Oh. Kev says, takeaways from today's zone to this point. Pat said Pantheon. Pantheon!
Did I use it in the right context?
You did. It was remarkable. I was very impressed.
Really?
I didn't want to make a big deal about it.
Well, play that back for me, matey.
Rich says, Joe Agnostic and Bob Atheist had no shot at the BC job. I laughed so hard I spit my drink everywhere. Sorry, Bob. Rich. Soda. Coffee. I don't know. DH says,
have
you ever worked with Marathon Guy or Marathon Girl as a former coworker of several? They become very unproductive, absent, and unfocused on the job. They the worst try to dump their work on you while they're training. Kudos to those who can run one.
Nathan Christensen ran marathons.
Will Scott has been talking quite a bit of smack over the Fat Fight 14 competition.